necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Zephyr Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Zephyr Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any funds, royalties, or guarantees made during this
until it gets to its late stages. Unfortunately, that causes many
is a sign of gum disease?
Not necessarily. It can be a sign of gingivitis, and gingivitis is reversible.
Okay. And we'll talk about gingivitis when we're going to talk about it, but the alkalis that builds up underneath the gum line and irritates the gum?
That's correct. Gingivitis is just an inflammation of the gum tissue, and it is caused by plaque and tartar debris being left on the tooth and causing a mild inflammatory condition. And it is totally reversible, but there is no attachment loss whenever you have gingivitis.
Some people tend to build up calculus in a greater degree than others. Any indication why that is from inside your industry?
You know, everybody has a little bit of different content of the minerals and proteins in their saliva, and just depending, you know, what someone might have, then they might build up a little bit quicker.
The first part of my life, I studied up on the dispensing, and the dental hygiene department was like specialists, and they were always trying to scouring the halls for people to even use for practicals or to work on, you know, cleaning their teeth.
Uh-huh.
And so, I learned a lot during that period of my life because I was constantly having my teeth cleaned in order to make points with the attractive dental hygienist. And so, one of the things that I did learn and kind of put two or two together. The ADA promotes a notion that tooth health can actually enhance heart health. But I have an opposite opinion about that. I actually believe that knowing that saliva is a natural filtrate of blood, I believe that people who develop a lot of calculus in their mouth quickly will develop a lot of plaque in their arteries as well because they have a lot of maybe calcium or whatever it is that causes that gluey-like calculus that build up floating around their bloodstream, and some of the filters out into the saliva and into the mouth. And so I think that those people who develop calculus at a very, very high rate need to pay very, very special attention to coronary artery disease. Now, I do agree that keeping your mouth healthy reduces inflammation and has some profound benefits as well as keeping your teeth. But I think that if you can find a diet or a lifestyle that seems to allow you to build up less calculus in your mouth, which is good for your overall body. What would you say, in my opinion?
Well, you know, definitely flossing to keep the deposits off. I mean, I think if you develop healthy eating habits, then that will definitely follow through to the health of your mouth. There's definitely a connection between your overall health and the health of your teeth and gum. You know, you're correct in saying, you know, basically your blood is, the blood around your gums is basically your blood minus the red blood cells. So 6 or 7 times an hour, that fluid is extruded through your gums. And if you have a large buildup and you're not properly cleaning your teeth and not having a good diet, then you will be prone to getting bacterial infections around and in your gums, which will, you know, lead to, you know, that's a direct conduit to your bloodstream because there's such a close relationship between the bloodstream and the gums.
Yes.
With that system. And the bacteria do, they do travel through your bloodstream and they will attach themselves to the plaques in your blood vessels and your arteries. And it is a risk factor for stroke and cardiovascular disease.
How often should someone be getting their teeth cleaned, professional cleaned by a dentist?
Well, if you have healthy gums and no gum problems, I would recommend twice a year, every 6 months. If you're having gum problems, then I would suggest that probably every 3 to 4 months. There are people that actually come in more often than that if they do have problems with buildup and gum disease, then they might even come in, you know, let's say every other month even, you know, just kind of depending on the person. But I would say, you know, at least if you're having gum problems, probably every 3 to 4 months, and for someone that's not having any issues just for general maintenance, I would say twice a year or every 6 months.
Okay. We're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to talk more with Dr. Sarah Roberts. She is a specialized in cosmetic dentistry. We'll talk about what we can do to prevent, and if it's too late, and we need to reverse the clock so to speak, and you need to take steps into redesigning your style and increasing your tempo. What steps are available to you in modern day shifting? Well, I'm sure that after Mark Landry talking about the relationship of economic and physical health and depression, listening to Symphony on Radio, stay tuned with that one.
I would brush first and then brush for 2 minutes and wants to do any gargle with any mixes, then that would be a good time.
What about the actual brush choice? I mean, we see soft, medium, and hard brushes out there. Does it really matter, or should everybody just be using something gentle on their brush?
No, I definitely want a soft toothbrush. You definitely want to have something very soft so that you don't cause any injury to the gums or the tooth by brushing. You know, you can brush too hard. You want to use something very soft and try to angle it at like a 45-degree angle so that you can kind of gently massage the tooth and the gum at the same time. And the toothbrushes that really work great and kind of take all thought out of brushing your teeth really are like Sonicare toothbrushes, which work really well. And they do a lot of research, Sonicare does, on their products.
I just got Sonicare for Christmas, and I've been using it, and I've been thinking, where would anyone brush with anything else in a Sonicare? I do realize that they're expensive, but they're always on sale, and you can get coupons in the mail and on LinkedIn. What are the real advantages of the Sonicare for someone who doesn't understand? You're not only brushing manually, but there's a solid vibration going on in the brush, correct?
That is correct, and it works to loosen debris, you know, that you really can't even see, and it has to go below the gum line to, you know, flush those areas out in between the teeth. So it's a really great toothbrush. It takes off a little bit. You kind of have to get past that. But the first few weeks, I think it's kind of hard for some people to use it because it is a little bit different than using a manual toothbrush. But once you get past the that part, then super easy to use and very effective.
Okay, what you don't want to do is break down the brush. And it sounds like it's not a vibration through your skull into your brain, kind of like a brain freezing or a kidney or drink something that was too cold. You see these whitening strips that you just stick on your teeth, even like trays that you heat up in a pan of water and it fills a form to your teeth and you put gels in them. Are those good or can it be as effective as what is done in a dentist's office?
It can be effective, but you do have to be careful. I would always suggest that someone try to use a name brand because there have been reports of, you know, some brands not as good, not taking good care of their product, and the pH being off and actually causing problems with the enamel. So I would always recommend if you're going to use some kind of over-the-counter bleach product that you try to use a name brand because they have had problems with
is there a maximum number of times, if I'm a patient of yours, and I come in, and I want to get my teeth whitened, how many times are you allowed to do that a year? Is it unlimited, or is there a point where you say, no, you're doing it way too much, now we're going to cross the line?
You know, if we're going to be doing like an in-office treatment, like a breast smile or a ring procedure, I would say once a year would be plenty for something like that. If someone is using custom-made trays that I made them, I will initially tell them to bleach for 2 to 3 weeks, and then after that, they can just use some gel for touch-up. And I wouldn't recommend using touch-up even that often, like maybe every, you know, 2 to 3, 4 months, you know, maybe put it in for an hour or two, you know, but you can definitely have patients that I'm like, wow, your teeth are really white, and they're like, yes, I bleach a little bit every day, and I'm like, oh, that's just way, way too much, because you're going to cause yourself problems down the road.
And Alicia has told me that when you bleach your teeth, it actually removes the potassium or something from the tubules, but what are we doing for this thing? No, please, just say it. Okay, but what is it about bleaching that makes the teeth sensitive? Yeah, but when you do bleach, you do get sensitive teeth from it, right?
They do get sensitive teeth from it, you know, because of the peroxide, you know, is very sensitive, and it causes the fluid that's in the tubules to... You actually have some water content to your teeth, and whenever you bleach, that shifting of that fluid in the tubules can cause sensitivity. And basically, we can, you know, use a potassium nitrate to decrease that sensitivity.
Hey, do you want to say something?
Sarah, can you hear me?
I can.
We talked about the tail earlier.
Hello.
What about brushing with like Sensodyne prior to bleaching to get the protein nitrate a couple of weeks prior to bleaching? Doesn't that help the sensitivity?
We do tell people to do that. Uh-huh. Or we put them on like, I have a potassium, I have a couple of products I use, just kind of depending on the age of the person. I've used the potassium nitrate, and what I'm kind of on to lately is something called MI paste, and which is really cool. It's a repellent, which is like a protein calcium complex, and you combine that with the fluoride. It's really great to decrease sensitivity in teeth, and, you know, your teeth are made of calcium and protein, so, you know, what a better way to put that to your tooth what it naturally is. It works really well. We do use the potassium nitrate as well.
What about patients that have severe, like, the tetracycline stains, the grays and the browns? Do you have to get off like the zoom or the bright smile? Does that work with those patients?
It does work somewhat. I find that if I have someone that has a severe tetracycline stain, we'll do a process called deep bleaching, actually. And what that would be is we might start with an in-office bleaching treatment, like a zoom or a bright smile, and then we'll follow through with 2 weeks of tray, and then we'll follow with one more zoom or bright smile treatment at the office. So it's a very intensive bleaching.
Let's say bleach, and it sounds to me, I'm sorry to mention, it sounds to me like teeth are coral. It sounds like that black coral has all those porous tubules in it that kind of like anything in the water to get filled with stuff. And then that it kind of dries out and becomes almost spongy looking, you know?
Right.
And it sounds like teeth are like that on a microscopic level. Is that an accurate assessment?
You know, your teeth are actually made up of like a bunch of little straws. And there's fluid inside those straws, and one end of the straw connects to your mouth, you know, to the outside of your mouth, and the other end of the straw is connected to the blood vessel and the nerve. And it's that pumping of the fluid in the straws that actually gives people sensitivity. So, you know, basically, you know, how fluoride and potassium nitrate increase sensitivity, it gets in the tubules and kind of stops that water from pumping, kind of plugs the whole thing from the teeth.
So now we're talking about this, let's say, beyond tooth whitening. My teeth are really, really destroyed. You're not taking care of them. What's the next step up for cosmetic dentistry?
great, but they still don't look good because if you can, you know, if you wear your teeth down excessively from, you know, if you brush your teeth, especially when a lot of people are doing fitness and exercise, they will clench or grind their teeth, which is very harmful to the tooth that causes a lot of wear and can make your teeth look bad. In fact, it can make you look old. Whenever, like you were saying when we started on the show, that you may be only 35, that you look like you have 60-year-old teeth. And it's amazing, you know, a smile is like, they say the first thing people notice about someone are your eyes. And the second thing they notice is your smile. So, you know, if you have teeth, even though they're straight and white, if they're majorly worn down, then it's still going to make you look old. And tooth wear is, you know, it's a problem. I think people have stressful jobs. And people are doing a lot of tooth wear. But even with that tooth wear, you know, you can cause fractures in your teeth and, you know, it can even lead to tooth loss.
Is it true that people have gums that really come down very far on teeth surgically? You can actually cut the gum line up and make it shorter?
You can. That's called crown lengthening. And I do that with a laser, actually, to adjust the gum lines, and that's also a very important aspect of smile design. Whenever you're looking at someone, you know, deciding, you know, what is going to make their smile look better or look younger, you really need to take an account for gum lines, because if the gum lines look too uneven or if someone, you know, has a gum issue, it can be very problematic.
To increase the quality of your smile and the youthfulness of your mouth. We're talking today with Dr. Sarah Roberts from Craig Apple Dental in Atlanta. With Craig Apple Dental, we're going to learn more about the practice if you have questions for her later in the show. We're going to read a question from John Hanna for the family show. Stay tuned. Thank you.
And
guess I'll go back to the whole, is it the news or the news?
Well, you know, and we
is the most common thing I've heard so far, this laser. This is a type of, this sounds to me like it can actually reverse what we consider what occurs in the mouth to, that would be related to age-related decline of the mouth, is this bone loss. And this laser sounds like really an exciting opportunity for people, including myself, because I've been to the dentist when they've done the cleaning, but I've heard that, you know, can you get a five here? Like, you know, you've got to watch out for this one here. It's going to be, make sure you don't lose a lot of bone around the tip. So this could actually help reverse that process. Maybe I have to come in for some sessions, but it's well worth doing that to prevent the tooth loss.
Yes, I mean, you definitely want to, you know, prevention, you said the exact word right there, is key. Prevention is key. If you can, you know, keep your pocketing from getting deeper and promote health of the tissue, it's going to make you healthier and healthier for your body.
Okay. Well, that's the last question, but when we come back, Elisa, before I was going to talk about a question that was asked by Joan Jaw about his current tooth issue. And we're going to see what I'm about to work with the way you are. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Take a look.
said that was not a little better.
That is correct.
Okay. And then I've got a good listener about the CDC. Not to mention a name because they've already said that I haven't mentioned a name, and I'm going to go over the list of the show. But that was a contributor. We constantly send me articles and great things. I can become kind of a friend without meeting them. So then I'm not in your backyard. So there you go. You've got the CDC. If you need your teeth broken, or you want to check into the bone loss, you've got some bone loss, go to Crab Apple Dental. Because you have to pay for nothing else, did you want to have that damn Crab Apple, or did you want to?
isn't the bone just the grinding on pushing your teeth out of them?
Oh, I can think of really well that. I do not use any amalgam or silver filling at the office. I have found that one, people don't really want it, and it's anesthetic, and of course you have the whole mercury content issue, which, you know, there has been a lot of research on, and the ADA still says that, you know, amalgam is safe, and they've gone through all these recent studies with the FDA as well. Just recently diagnosed as, you know, being vitamin D deficient. I'm like, that's
to the end of the interview, if you want to learn more, you have questions, you might get some advice, even if you're not in the Alpharetta area, you can reach Dr. Roberts by going to craigopendental.com. If you are in Atlanta, please look her up, because if you don't, anything you do, whether it's a mechanic, a butcher, or a dentist, you may sometimes get lost out to get it right, and you don't want to make a mistake, especially with your teeth, because teeth are not like hair. They don't grow back. If you haven't had a haircut, you can wait for it to grow out. But if you have a bad dentist like I did years ago, who literally shut mine by mouth, learning how to put a bag of fillings in, what they take away can never be put back. So finding a good dentist is critical. To the help of your mouth. Thank you so much for appearing on the show, Dr.
Roberts. No
problem. Thank you for having me. Okay. And stay tuned, because in a couple of months, we're going to have Dr. Matt Pandrio, and we're going to talk about the relationship between interaction of physical health and depression. This will be a good interview. We'll be right back. For 6 months now, and it changes my vision and nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved that I can read small print of 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me anymore. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Cancy Eyedrops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Cancy Eyedrops. The name says it
all. LD Sciences pre-workout performance enhancer Anabolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anabolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LD Sciences want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anabolic State GT from Bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anabolic State GT at Bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
Thank you.
Saying is that when someone is physically, let's think about being depressed, because if I'm almost felt odd saying physically depressed, but really, what else can be the problem?
Well, that's a great question, and again, I think it goes to someone's exact symptoms. Someone who has primarily anxiousness and panic-type symptoms, that may use the word anxiety typically. Someone who's dopamine is a common one because it can do a lot of things. It can be either too active when people be
are you manic if I'm an episode?
Precisely. You can either be manic or sort of the actual opposite. And, you know, a lot of the things that, you know, in my mind, inform making positions when they, when we just say, okay, you're depressed, here's your Prozac. It's finally, we've got an understanding that's made a lot more complex than that.
Okay, so let's talk about someone who is, I know Braverman said all that stuff about dopamine, thymine, serotonin, dopamine, brains. Okay. But we are talking about some of that stuff, right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, so someone who is, that doesn't have the adequate amounts of serotonin in their brain, and they're presenting some of these big chests, they're waking up, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning, and so on and so forth. Typically, they have carbohydrates, right? Because carbohydrate, blood sugar levels rise and increase that sense of sanity that they're looking for, that serotonin and blood, right?
That is absolutely perfect. That's exactly what happens. In a sense, you know, one thing I like to say is people are going to get their serotonin, people are going to get their dopamine. The question is, are they going to try to do that in healthy ways or unhealthy ways? And, you know, the brain doesn't mean to do something harmful to us when it gives us a sugar craving, when we're feeling down, when we're feeling tired, or when we're bored, or when we're anxious or mad. It knows that that works. The problem is, using that medication of a high-carb food has its own side effects, which is a lot of weight gain, a lot of insulin increase, a lot of inflammation.
Right. So you can do that healthy to elevate serotonin levels.
Yeah, there's several things one can do. One of the most effective is exercise itself. And then, as you mentioned, becomes a chicken and egg situation. You don't feel like you've not been exercising because you're depressed. However, most of your health can probably be found in increasing your exercise.
What about sex? Does sex contribute to serotonin and dopamine? Because I know there's a, we talked about this, there's a very, very delicate dance that serotonin and dopamine do at the time of climax. The people who constantly crave sex, are they serotonin deficient or are they dopamine dominant? What are
they? They tend to be dopamine deficient. That is the way I conceptualize it. Now, there's probably some neurobiochemists out there who could argue that when it comes to clinically trying to help someone, we tend to think of them as someone who's hunting dopamine all the time. They're going to get that from caffeine, they're going to get it from nicotine. Sex will tend to do it very well. People who have too much serotonin and who have that, or too much serotonin activity, would be someone who's still on Prozac or on Selectra or Lexapro. And these agents, while they release serotonin, tend to decrease your dopamine. Now, the sex drive goes away. The sex activity itself produces a lot of endorphins.
Okay,
Mebazine, Superdrol, and Decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long because Mebazine Extreme will only be available for a limited time and sure to disappear quickly. Go to IronManLabs.com today and get your bottle of Mebazine Extreme. When you take new performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you hesitate to supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you have to break the bank just to pay for more. That's until need to build muscles, NQ Guard. NQ Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy NQ Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbs through the skin to elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MikeMahler.com. Thank you. and it's because of dopamine drive. We know that caffeine drugs increase dopamine production, and we have a nation that is, I'm not going to call it caffeine nation, but we have a nation that is decaffeinated to death here between drinks and coffee drinks and everything else. They're putting caffeine and chewing gum now. Are we a nation of dopamine addiction?
Yeah, I think we really are, and you're quite right that, maybe this is all mankind, and that's not just our nation, it's just that we are probably more efficient at finding ways to do this, but it's also kind of like, having a big bank account if you're not very wise, all it does is let you destroy yourself quicker. Trying to get, we should, in my mind, we should strive for balance. You want to balance in your dopamine activity with your serotonin activity, with your norepinephrine activity. If you push that out of balance too much, you create, well, frankly, not on earth, but in your own system, you create cravings for things to get to a certain level of dopamine that you've become used to. And then when it's not there, you sense suffering. But our tendency as people, and I know this is human nature, but we're trying to grow out of this stuff, is to, if we feel bad, do something to change it. Well, sometimes if you can just relax, our systems, this whatever, we
is this a modern phenomenon? Do you think that prehistoric man sat in a cave on a rainy day and said to himself, man, I'm going to do something different. I'm really sad. Or did he just accept it as what it was on face value? Is this a modern phenomenon that we have to always, we have to have a symbol for everything? Everything should be symbolic. Because when you really think about it, if you and I went to the movies and we saw a funny movie and you were laughing really hard, I would not say to you, hey, Matt, you need a pill. You laughed. And so why would someone say to me, after going through like the loss of a loved one, and I'm really sad for weeks, hey, you know, you need a pill. You've been sad a little too long.
Species become convinced that we were smarter
than nature itself.
Testosterone is the killer.
$1,000 low homes and test charges unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried. Because only test charges tax you draw. A substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in test charge. Test charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents. But rest assured, there are no banned substances in test charge. Test charge is a secret weapon used by IFBB legend Fritz Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find test charge today. Finally, a bulk life supplement right from the source used in the original study. Friday, 3:27 is here. Bulbine analysis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserums 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bulbine analysis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today. Testosterone is the killer of anabolic hormones. And test charges unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried. Because only test charges touch you draw. A substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in test charge. Test charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents. But rest assured, there are no banned substances in test charge. Test charge is a secret weapon used by IFBB legend Fritz Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find test charge today. Thank you. In the building block of muscle, healthy-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl Thank you. that is now showing that saffron in high concentrations, remember my saffron acts as an SSRI, a serotonin reuptake inhibitor. So people who are deficient in serotonin, they want to start cooking more often with saffron.
Yes, that in saffron is a great, it is pretty effective as a SSRI based on research that I've seen. One of the other ways I think it's really important to, again, we can think about it in terms of increasing, but we can also think about it as balancing our neurotransmitter function. And a very important way to do that, you've got to balance your hormones. You've got your estrogen way up and your testosterone way down. It's going to be extremely difficult for you to treat any of these neurohormones correctly.
I did a show 2 years ago that showed that exercise was as effective as Prozac in treating major depressive disorder. What does exercise do that alleviates the sense of depression in people?
Part of it, we think, is just increasing blood flow, period, which increases the neurotransmitter production of all types. In fact, we even mentioned before about the ECT is the gold standard therapy for depression, and it's because it immediately releases all these neurotransmitters from where they're being stored so that they can be in the active location.
ECT is inflammatory electrolyte.
It's not a
the body is on the outside of the body, is the skin, correct?
Correct.
Okay. research that shows that these people that have all of their clubs that in high school war, the release of endorphins is enough to actually sedate you or block the pain from dental work.
Yes.
Okay. So what about people who have been just doing contract showers, and during a long time of ice cold for a moment, turn on one here. Ice cold can be a really good time to catch your breath. You can go back and benefit people and stay alive in the process, right? Thank you.
Right, and I think one way, as I mentioned, is you gotta have a good support system. You gotta have people around you that will
some pushing for some crunches. And if you've got an exercise plan in the commercial, that's a start right there. All you can do is work out during the commercials.
And that's what I did when I was young. I did push-ups during
commercials. Yeah. I always get 5 gallons. of them. And I think the leanest of all of those, and it's because of the quality of the fat in raw unpasteurized milk. It's better than the grass right now. And you have a high degree of complicated mineral balance, a high degree of omegas, whether omega-3s, it's just a fat content, and they never got sick. Yeah, they do know in the book that was written by Dr. Schmidt, the Untold Story of Milk, where he explained why raw milk got hijacked by the distilling industry. He talked about the cases of children who were institutionalized, who were getting raw milk as opposed to pasteurized milk, who were completely resistant to tuberculosis at a time when they were blaming tuberculosis on raw milk.
A young mammal is dependent upon milk production and ingestion for much of their antibody that's in their system. They can't make them yet. So we get them from the milk, it works that way in our luxuries.
And Dr. Schmidt pointed out to me that diabetics back then, before insulin was discovered, a true diabetic could only survive by drinking raw milk, because raw milk has both insulin and a transport enzyme that gets that huge peptide through the gut. Think of the magic of that.
Oh, man. If we can deliver insulin to our blood, such that the cells are resistant to it, that's why part of the reason this stuff works, and part of the reason it's becoming a mainstay of meal replacement as weight loss programs all over the world.
Yeah, and then that's the same thing. Raw milk not only is diabetic, right, raw milk, but they're not 100% raw milk, not processed in any way, nothing removed from it, is not only dense with growth factors, immunoglobulins, insulin, and a host of other things, but because a calf cannot make some of these enzymes themselves and these products themselves, it has transport enzymes built into it that make sure that the calf gets it into the bloodstream.
Thank you.